Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now your outer borough taxi questions answered. The city is officially moving forward with a plan to deploy lime green cabs to Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island, and Manhattan north of East 96th Street and West 110th Street. In other words, all of the parts of the city where it's been tough to hail a yellow cab, you will soon be able to stick your thumb up for the lime green. Riders, cabbies, livery drivers, what do you think, and do you get it? 212-433-WNYC. Any basic questions we can clarify for you? Because now it's your outer borough taxi questions answered with Kate Hines from our Transportation Nation website. She has a two-part explainer on the site breaking down everything you need to know about outer borough cabs. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Brian.
So just to be clear, if you see a yellow cab in an outer borough now, you can hail it. But this just adds an additional fleet of cabs devoted exclusively to picking up street hails in the outer boroughs and in upper Manhattan, correct?
Yes and no. You absolutely can hail a yellow cab if you are in an outer borough. Whether or not this will actually add thousands of new livery cabs to the streets of the outer boroughs is unclear. What it's doing is legitimizing a practice that's already happening all over the city thousands of times a day.
With the so-called black cars.
Exactly.
Informally.
What it's doing, it's taking the street hails that happen on the streets of northern Manhattan and the other four boroughs and making them legal by turning it into a yellow taxi-like service.
So what's the question? In other words, will providers find it in their economic interest to actually create these fleets?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I'd love to hear from livery car owners because there is going to be a conversion fee. If you choose to turn your livery car into a borough taxi, you have to paint it apple green, not lime green, Brian. I want to be clear. It's apple green. You have to meter your vehicle. You have to add a GPS system, and you have to be able to take credit cards. These are things that most livery cars or some livery cars don't do right now. So city estimates it'll cost between $10,000 and $15,000 to convert your livery vehicle into a borough taxi.
And by the way, I think apple green is a little bit too broad a designation. Like Granny Smith's, a little darker than I think these cars are going to be. It's those lighter green apples.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this, Brian, and I actually even got the TLC to give me the Pantone color code because I really wanted to take a look at it.
Barack in Queens, yellow cab driver. Hi, Barack.
I really have a complaint. There is just too many cabs in the city, first of all. The yellow taxis themselves are not making enough money because the taxi itself, the yellow taxi, is very, very expensive. I think they're robbing the yellow taxi drivers. In the first place, the taxi, the medallion is almost $1 million.
But do you go to Elmhurst? Do you go to Bensonhurst? Do you go to Hunts Point?
Yeah, we do. If they set up a proper leadership in the form of, say, you can call a yellow cab.
You'll bring people there, but do you go there and cruise around?
If I do go there, but what about the green cabs? There's so many green cabs. There's so many gypsy cabs already or livery cabs already, about 40,000 of them.
Well, as a yellow cab driver, do you think that the green cabs are, in effect, going to compete with you? Because they're not allowed to go where most of your hails come from.
They are going to compete with us. You know what I mean? Because they would come to Manhattan, and because some of our jobs, about 60% of our jobs, come from the boroughs, you know?
60%. Barack, thank you very much. A lot of yellow cab drivers probably share his concerns.
Well, and this was the lawsuit that held up the implementation of the borough taxis for some time. And Barack totally touched upon this. It's about the devaluation of the taxi medallion, which is an asset that has outperformed gold and real estate and any stock you can think of. In order to get this new class of taxi through, this went to the state legislature, and tacked on it is the additional sale of 2,000 new yellow cab medallions. So in addition to creating a new class of taxi, the borough taxi, you will see over the next couple of years 2,000 more yellow cabs on the streets of New York that will be wheelchair accessible. So the city's going to be auctioning off new medallions, leaving current medallion owners to wonder if their asset's going to be devalued.
If you hail a green cab, let's say in New Dorp, and you take it to Midtown Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
can that taxi then pick somebody up in Midtown and bring them back to wherever?
No. This was what I got the most complaints on our website, the most tweets about. That's ridiculous. Why does the driver have to turn around and not take a fare back to the outer boroughs? The city's official position on that is it's not about Manhattan, that the driver needs to, you know, get back out to the outer boroughs as soon as possible. They don't want to dilute the service in the outer boroughs by encouraging trips into Manhattan, but it's not illegal.
And they're going to enforce that by GPS, I understand. The meter literally cannot begin working in a restricted zone in Manhattan.
Correct. And this, the way it was referred to last week at the press conference was the forbidden zone. And I'm trying to get that term to take off.
The forbidden
exactly.
city. Even though they're being called borough cabs, they can't get into the taxi line at LaGuardia or JFK, correct?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm not so sure. I think that right now that's the exclusive right of yellow cabs.
That's what I've read. And maybe I've got that wrong or what I read got it wrong. But that's my understanding. I understand, by the way, that you're interested in the names. The city is going to call them borough taxis, but you think maybe we can do better?
I'm feeling kind of beaten down on this. I feel like I myself am starting to adopt borough taxi, but I just felt like it was a real opportunity for us New Yorkers to get together and come up with some sort of catchy something that in some way reflects New York City.
All right, listeners, tweet that at us at Brian Lehrer or post it on our comments page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Help Kate Hines from Transportation Nation come up with a better name than borough taxis for these new green cars. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show or tweet at Brian Lehrer.
Yeah, I was just going to say maybe I date myself, but I really started thinking about the Beatles Apple label and, you know, I don't know.
Anderson in Upper Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello?
Anderson, are you there?
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about the economic impact that the city brings on drivers every day and every time they come up with new rules and new regulations and new systems. You know, the $10,000 fee that's estimated to convert a vehicle. Think about it. That's outrageous. Is it really a lot of money for somebody that, you know, might make about $200, $300 a day? Now, on top of that, you know, I think the TLC sees drivers as really a cash register so they can ring every day and with tickets, fines. The license for the vehicle that is outrageous, almost $1,000. The license for the driver that, you know, it's just amazing to me, the treatment that city officials, they don't mm-hmm. really seem to even know how these people live, what they go through, how much money they make.
Anderson, do you drive a livery car?
I used to.
And do you think that drivers will make more money in the long run if they can lay out that money for conversion because now they'll legally be able to pick up hails?
I think at the end of the day, financially, the money that you're going to bring home is going to probably be the same because the practice of picking people on the street has been going on for many years.
Right.
This new idea is going to make it official. The one side that's going to really bring more money in is the city.
Anderson, thank you very much. And Kate, he's right. I live in, you know, extreme upper Manhattan, and I don't have any problem hailing a black car up there, honestly. Mm-hmm. So are the actual drivers going to get more customers? Are they going to make any more money? Or is it the city through the sale of these medallions mm-hmm. that's going to reap $1 billion or so windfall and the fleet owners?
Yeah. I don't think there's any way to know that right now. One of the things that I think is going to be really interesting to watch as this unfolds is that what it does is takes away that negotiation between passenger and driver in many of the livery cars. Now, when you hail a borough taxi on the street, it's metered. But the borough taxis will also be dual use. You know, you can prearrange the hail with a borough taxi or you can hail it on the street. And when you prearrange, you're still doing the negotiation or you set the price before you get in the car. When you hail it, the meter starts running. But I think the city might say that what it's doing is it's legitimizing something that already happens. And if you get caught, the livery drivers are fined if the city catches you pick up a street.
Does it happen?
I've never seen it happen. Yeah, I've never seen it myself.
And so the question for those fleets and those drivers is going to be, is it worth it to go through the expense of legalizing? And I guess they're going to have to crunch their own numbers on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Oh, look. Some names coming in on Twitter. Granny Apple Cabs. Greenies.
Greenies.
Sounds like a drug.
Yeah.
Bridge and tunnel taxis.
Some of the yellow, I've seen some nasty talk on Twitter calling them slime green.
Slime green. So we're just about out of time. What didn't I ask you that's important to lay out here? Anything burning a hole in your brain?
I wanted to say that there are something like 100,000 street hails happening right now in the outer boroughs every day. So it's happening. It's here.
It's here. And when will we see these first cars?
Sometime this summer. I think they've already issued at least 3 new of these livery licenses. So,
City Bikes and Greenies coming to
the blue and the
New
green.
York City in the same summer. Kate Hine, see her reporting on this on transportationnation.org. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, everybody. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.